One, two, you can actually count on our fingers. And same like that, even I had very minimum contact with cows because I was brought up in Mumbai city. And I remember distinctly that my first interaction with a cow was about more than 20 years back. I was not a devotee then. I was on my way to college, and suddenly I saw on the road, I was walking, and right in front of me, the most beautiful, magnificent creature I had ever seen. It was spotlessly white. The skin was completely white, and the animal was so huge. And it was a cow, but this was the first time I had seen a cow so huge. So I actually stopped to look at it. And beautiful horns and dark black eyes. And I could see that it was looking straight at me and I was looking straight at the cow. And I was just admiring the beauty, and I felt as if the cow is looking at me and trying to tell me something. I actually felt that. I was looking into the eyes and I stopped and I was just staring at the cow. And I felt as if the cow has reached to my soul. And then I realized that it was being pulled away by some boys. And I was compelled to ask them, "Where are you taking the cow?" And they said, "Today is Bakri Eid, so we are taking this cow." At that time, I looked into the eyes of the cow and I felt as if I could feel the pain. And I felt the pain. It could actually convey this to me. And I felt so helpless at that time. I was not a devotee at that time. I didn't know much about cows. But I felt at that moment that we connected. And I felt the pain that the cow was feeling. And I felt so helpless at that moment. But then I, of course, forgot that incident. When I was researching for this topic, I remembered this interaction. That was my first interaction with a cow. The cow is so powerful that it can actually enter into our souls and our hearts. It can touch our hearts. But are we ready to open our hearts for the cows, to feel the pain of the cow? This is the story behind this topic, which I thought that it is the need of the hour that we all wake up and understand the power of this, of cow. And years later, now 20 years later, still living in the city, I had still no interaction with cows. Till 2 years back, when I had heard, I was fortunate enough to go to our Govardhan Eco Village in Vada. And there are the most beautiful cows there. But I'm sure all of you must be little scared of cows. We are afraid to go near the cow, right? And I also, being a devotee and hearing all that I heard about cows till now was, what do we read in Prabhupada's books? Cow gives us milk, so she is like our mother, right? And cow's milk is so powerful that it can nourish the finer tissues of our brains and can make us spiritual. This is all I had heard. But I had no interaction with cows till now. So when I went to Vada, I met a person, an amazing person. He's a boy, just 16 year old, and he had come all the way from US. And I asked him, "Why you have come from US?" He said, "I come every holidays to stay in India for a month and just serve cows." I found that so amazing. I said, "What is so great that you come all the way just to serve cows?" And this intrigued me so much that I went with him to the Goshala. And I saw how he interacted with the cows, and I also started, you know, touching the cows and feeding the grass. And first I thought they are ignoring me totally. I was thinking, you know, they are just, I'm feeding the cows, but they are going, or they are not even looking at me. Suddenly they brought a whole bowl of jaggery, you know, and all the cows came rushing towards me to eat that jaggery. Just like how small children come towards, you know, when you give chocolates, when you open a bag of chocolates, all the children come running towards you. I felt so amazed that so many of the cows just came. They were so intelligent. They were so bored of the grass, but as soon as they saw jaggery, they came running. And after I petted them and I played with them for a long time, I was getting up and leaving. And I again felt they are ignoring me. Nobody is even looking. I am just going from here. So for some time I felt, I walked till the gate. I came out. But as soon as I started getting out of the gate, you won't believe, all of them got up at the same time. And they came till the gate. And as I was walking near the wall alongside, they all were walking, you know, past me. I mean, that much intelligence a cow has. I mean, that's how loving they are, you know. And the more you love them, the more you caress them, the more they want. In fact, I felt that all the people who feel unloved in this world, all of us who feel in our hearts that we need love, I felt that that love can be satisfied only by Mother Cow. Because she can give unlimited love and she can take unlimited love from us. By these, this is a small interaction that I have had with cows. That's all. So I want to share today with all of you this feeling of love that we can feel for Mother Cow. You may learn a lot of researched seminars about how beneficial cow dung is, how beneficial cow urine is. And as devotees, we already know, most of you who are devotees, that cow is worshipable. But I want all of us to realize that as devotees, all our lives, what we have done is that we have just worshipped the cow. Just kept her on a pedestal. But is that enough? We need to go one step further and realize what is our responsibility towards Mother Cow. Are we fulfilling our responsibility towards Mother Cow? So this is what I want to convey in this short topic, because personally I don't have much experience with cows other than what I have shared with you is what the love that I have felt from Mother Cow. And I want to share this love with all of you so that we can realize our responsibility towards Mother Cow and to understand what is the plight of Mother Cow. So the relevance of this topic, I have named this Save Mother Cow, Save Our Future. Yes, this sounds like a very heavy statement that our whole future depends on Mother Cow. We have heard many quotes, many scriptural injunctions, but I would like to quote some real powerful ones which I have researched so that we understand that cow is glorious, not only in the scriptures, but even practically if you see how it can actually sustain the human civilization. It is actually sustaining. We need to understand what is this connection between the cow and our future existence in this material world. The quotes that glorify Mother Cow, even all the scriptures in the world, starting from Islam, Quran itself glorifies cow's milk. It says, cow's milk is tonic, its ghee is ambrosia, and its meat is disease. Mahatma Gandhi says, cow is the source of progress and prosperity. In many ways, it is superior to even one's own mother. Acharya Vinobha Bhave, who was a great, great activist, who gave his life for saving mother cow, he said that I have studied both Quran and Bible, and according to both of them, to kill a cow is the greatest sin. And Swami Dayanand Saraswati, who is the founder of the Arya Samaj and who was the pioneer of the cow protection movement in India, he says that one cow in its lifetime can feed 4,10,440 people once a day, while its meat is sufficient only for 80 people. This sounds too amazing, but the milk actually can feed so many people, and it is feeding so many people. But unfortunately, just for few rupees, as we saw in the drama, just for few rupees, people are ready to sell the cow just for some meat which can feed only few people. But all the scriptures are glorifying mother cow. And one of the very powerful scriptural injunctions says that cows are the path to heaven. They are worshipable even in heaven. And cows grant a desirable objects. Therefore, nothing is superior to cows. The hosts of devas reside in the body of a cow, and all the holy places exist in cow's feet. Lakshmi resides in the private parts of a cow. A person who adorns his forehead with the mud sticking to the feet of a cow attains the piety of taking bath in a holy place and achieves success at every step. The place where cows reside is called Tirtha. One who dies in such a place becomes liberated immediately. This is certain. Now you must be thinking, these are all scriptural injunctions, quotes, which we keep hearing from the Shastras. But we can see in practical lives how in the drama, the person, his whole life changed just by protecting the cow. And I know personally of this story. I've been researching, and this book by Sahadev Das, Dr. Sahadev Das, he has written a series of books on cow protection. He has given such amazing stories, and one of the stories is about Dr. Ravi Kolhe from Melghat in Maharashtra. This is a real life story. He was a doctor who had dedicated his life to live in the villages and serve the tribal people in the villages. And this doctor, one day in the evening, he saw an old cow being taken by a man was taking a cow and pulling it to sell it to the slaughterhouse. And immediately he stopped that man and said, why are you forcing the cow to take to a slaughterhouse? So he said, she has stopped giving milk. Now it's useless. I have to sell it to a slaughterhouse. So he said, give it to me. I will take care of the cow. And he gave the money, whatever he needed for the cow, and he took the cow home and he took care of the cow. 1 year later, his wife was pregnant. But unfortunately, his wife gave birth to a stillborn child. And he was so depressed. So as soon as the stillborn baby, he just brought it in front of outside the house and just kept it there because the baby was born dead. And he went inside to take care of his wife And when he came back, there was a miracle. The cow which he had saved, it came and started licking the baby. And just by licking and by the warmth, or I don't know, this is like a miracle, just by licking the baby, the stillborn baby started crying. And he came running out and he saw this miracle that the baby was alive. And he took the baby inside and he realized that this is the mercy of mother cow. Even there is a beautiful story of Sindhutai Sapkal. You've heard of that? She is a very amazing person. She is today taking care of so many homeless kids and doing so much for the society. But at one time, she was going through a personal crisis where she was thrown out of her house by her husband and his family. And at that time, she was pregnant. She was thrown out of the house and she had to take shelter in a cow shed. And she gave birth to her baby in a cow shed. And she said, so much love and care was given by the cows in the goshala. All the cows, they surrounded her and gave her that warmth and protection. And when the baby was born, they actually personally took care of the baby. So she felt that just like how the cow saved me, my life, when I had no one, she was inspired by Mother Cow that I should also do something for those people whom the whole world has rejected and who have no one in this world. So this is how she was inspired by Mother Cow to do so much for the world. So this is how Mother Cow is so inspiring. It is so giving and it is always ready to give her love to all of us. But are we ready? Are we ready to open our hearts to feel the love of Mother Cow? Are we ready to open our hearts to give some space to understand what can we do for Mother Cow? Because the sorry situation, the plight of Mother Cow today, I'm sure most of you don't know. And the aim of this is that we want to bring to your notice that today Mother Cow is crying, is begging for some love from all of you, all of us. Because the situation that she is in a very, very critical situation. First slide. Next. She is ready to give so much to us, but are we ready to understand her greatness, her value? These are all the research that has been done and this is all proven. That the earthquakes that is happening in the world today, you can see there are so many floods, there is so many droughts. Why is this happening so much? Since last few years, we are seeing every time we open the newspaper, it's some depressing news. Some tornado somewhere, earthquake somewhere. Right? But this is the research that was done in Latur, in Maharashtra. There was a devastating earthquake in 1993. And there was one particular breed of cows, which is known as Devani breed, was behaving in a strange way just before the earthquake. They were jumping and it was acting, you know, was trying to warn the people. But nobody could understand at that time the message, what cow wanted to give. Similar things happened during the tsunami. There was a breed of cow which was acting in a very strange way, trying to convey, but nobody understood. There is a scientific relationship between the cows, the slaughter of cows that was happening and the earthquake. This is scientifically been proven. Next slide. There is a research shows that there is a line called Surya Ketu on the cow's back, which has the power to absorb all the harmful radiation, and it also cleanses the atmosphere. Next slide. Cow dung has been proven to have antiseptic qualities and anti-radioactive qualities. When the Bhopal gas tragedy took place, those houses which were lined with cow dung, those people who were inside those houses were unaffected by the poisonous gases. WHO has already predicted that one day will come soon when all the bacteria will become completely immune to all antibiotics, all chemical antibiotics. At that time, we can only depend on mother cow, because it has been proven that milk, cow dung and cow urine have antiseptic and antibacterial qualities. It is a natural bactericidal. So there is so much. If you see in this cycle, there is unlimited benedictions that is coming from mother cow. No wonder our scriptures are calling it as a mother, because it's always giving and giving and giving. And what are we doing? Next slide. And what are we doing? What we are doing is mercilessly giving our mother away to those heartless people who have no understanding of the glory and the power of mother cow. We are leaving her at the hands of those people who want to take her flesh just for enjoyment. And this is the sorry state of affairs, which later on in this seminar you will hear from people. You will actually hear from people who are seeing this happen day in and day out. There is illegal slaughterhouses. Now, illegal means what? So we have a very, very distinguished person who is here, which I will be introducing after our seminar, who will explain to you how this is going on illegally. Next slide. There are many illegal slaughterhouses in Mumbai city, of which only 3,000 have the permit, but more than 30,000 illegal slaughterhouses are going on under the government support. And number of cows slaughtered in India is 10,000 to 15,000 per slaughterhouse. And I'm talking only about cows here. Next. But before 1947, there was hardly any slaughterhouses in India. There was a time, can you believe like this? There was a time that there was not a single slaughterhouse. But today, there is more than 35,000 slaughterhouses. And the cow breeds that were 70 in number earlier, today there is only 33 breeds available, because most of them have become extinct. And India, unfortunately, yes, this is the truth. I want to tell this to all of you, that India was the highest exporter of beef to the whole world. Are you seeing the hypocrisy and the irony here? India is the highest supplier of beef. They wanted to target to make it 2 lakh tons in the year of 94-95. And I don't know what must be the figures now. The irony is that how can such a thing happen in the country which worships mother cow as mata, as go mata? Are you all understanding what I'm trying to express to you? Do you see the irony of the situation here? What is the thing which is making this gross thing happen? What is it? Are we responsible in some way? Let us see. Next slide. Cow is worshipped, right? We all are worshipping Mother Cow. Every year there is a festival of Gopashtami and we worship Mother Cow. In fact, it is the culture in India. Even in the north, till today, the culture is that the first roti that is cooked is offered to the cows in the house. This is the culture which we had in India. How did this happen then? What do you feel? Do you feel that we are in some way responsible for it? Yes or no? I didn't believe that I was responsible till I researched, I found out. Now I cannot claim that ignorance is bliss. We cannot live a life of ignorance and think, I am a person who follows, you know, all the, we are following our Krishna consciousness so nicely, we are worshipping Mother Cow. But in some way, are we also responsible for it? Next slide. We cannot absolve ourselves from this. We cannot for once think that no, we are not at all responsible. And I used to think like that. All these things is not connected to me. This is happening because of those heartless people who want to eat meat. I don't eat meat. I'm leading a very pure life. I'm not even eating onion and garlic. But my eyes were opened when I went to Vrindavan Yatra this year. I realized something so gross. I understood that how I have been party to this. I have been responsible for the killing of cows in this country. And how? I had the good fortune in this yatra when I went to Vrindavan to go to 2-3 goshalas where I was serving cows. As I already told you, I already developed some love and attraction for cows. So I would go, I went to this goshala and I had the good fortune to meet a devotee, an amazing devotee, and he, like any Gobhakt, he's been serving cows in the last 15 years and not just worshipping like how I was doing. He's actually serving the cows. He goes to the goshalas and he serves the cows, collects the urine, cow dung, and he makes so many products out of it. And he made us promise. He made us stand under the Kalpavriksha tree of Vrindavan. And he said, today you promise one thing. That every morning the first thing that we do is we take the brush and we put a long paste on it. And we brush. He begged us, please don't put cow flesh in your mouth. Don't disrespect Mother Cow by using the toothpaste. And please change to using tooth powder which contains cow dung and many other ingredients. And I was shocked. And when I researched, because I am a dentist, because that really made me think. And I researched, and as a dentist, I found out that yes, most of the toothpaste, all the brands contain cow bone powder of animals. And this is the thing which shocked me. And I was thinking that unknowingly, without me knowing, I am becoming a party to this. I am one of the responsible persons. And then I realized that since last 2 years, personally I had switched to cow dung powder because I personally liked the taste and of cow dung powder, and I felt that my teeth felt more cleaner by that. Maybe that's what must have opened my eyes or opened my inner spiritual eye to see the mercy of Mother Cow. Because he said, what would be the mentality of a person who wakes up and the first thing in the morning does is use a product which is promoting cow slaughter? What will it do to our consciousness? That is what is happening. We are being desensitized slowly. We are being slowly desensitized to think that it is okay. All these things are happening. Cows are being slaughtered. There are maybe laws which are, illegally being broken. But I am not responsible for that. I cannot do anything about it. All these thoughts of mine were shattered, and it made me realize that it just is a matter of each one of us understanding how we are actually contributing to the illegal slaughter of cows. When there is demand, naturally there will be breaking of laws, right? When there is so much demand for all these products, so many of the products which contain animal is being completely hidden from the society. We are not even aware of it. But can we say ignorance is bliss? No, we have to research and find out. In America today, there is a whole movement going on, and there are people who are questioning, what are all these additives, what are all these emulsifiers that are being added in today's food, which are actually harmful for the health. They're harmful for children's health. They can even toothpaste. Have you read those tiny lines that it is toxic and it is harmful? Please be careful that the children don't ingest the toothpaste. So there are so many harmful ingredients in that which can affect the health. But all those are in very small print, and all those are just covered up. And we are blindly using these products. Why? Because the ads show it, right? We are so influenced by media today. Whatever is shown in the ads, that product sells the most. At that moment, I realize that if I just make this change, it's just one change of stopping this toothpaste and just turning towards cow product can actually stop me from being party to this illegal slaughter of animals. Illegal slaughter of mother cow. So we all are responsible in point person in one some way or the other, and we have to realize that. Next slide. Cosmetics have been proven to show that they have animal products and cow products. Is beauty more important? Is beauty more important than thinking for 1 minute that it could be Mother Cow who must be suffering so much just so that we can put this cream on our face to look beautiful? It may make us white from inside, from outside, but what will it do to our inside, our heart? It will just make it become more hard and hard and hard. It may be that if we start using cow products gradually, slowly, we'll be able to see all this, what is happening, the injustice that is happening to Mother Cow. For that, we need to stop the effect that is desensitizing us of these products are actually desensitizing our consciousness. Others, how can it be that in a country which has boasts of such great warriors who have fought for the country, fought to uphold our respect for Mother Cow? In our Vaishnava tradition itself, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did a whole revolutionary march towards the house of Kazi. You know that story in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the incarnation of Lord Krishna himself in this age, through his personal example showed, he took a whole morcha, like a rally to the Kazi's house, and he convinced the Kazi logically that cow gives milk to us. It gives milk. So it is our mother, and bull, he helps us to grow food. So he's like our father. How can we kill our cow and bull? How can we kill our own mother and father? And he convinced him philosophically, and he made the Kazi proclaim that till he is there, you know, there should never be any slaughter of animals. This is how in our Vaishnava traditions, and after that, there have been such powerful saints and powerful personalities who have given their lives and fought to save Mother Cow. There was a time like that. I was researching and I was amazed to hear that there was a whole dynasty in Punjab, a whole family called as Namdhari Sikhs, who gave their lives to protect cows. Because before independence, even when the Mughals were ruling over India, even the Mughals had supported this law. In fact, it was a law that was punishable by death, that any person who is found even harming a cow, what to speak of killing a cow, would be put to death. That was the rule even the Mughals were following. Then came the rules of the Britishers. But the Britishers, just to instigate the Hindus and to fulfill their rule of divide and rule, and to make a fight between the Hindus and the Muslims, they started this. You know the whole story, the whole history of 1857 uprising happened mainly because of cow flesh being used in the bullets. You imagine that the entire country came up in arms just to stop that. This is the spirit of India. And the Punjab, there are stories, such stories of great bravery, who people gave their lives. This whole family of Namdhari Sikhs, they attacked a slaughterhouse and stopped and killed the people who were slaughtering the cows and saved all the cows. And they themselves surrendered to the Britishers at that time. And the Britishers, just to show all of them that if you do something like this, to scare everyone, they gave the order that all the people should be blown away by cannons. And each one of them, they faced the cannons, and they were so fearless. They said, we have done this to save our mother cow. So what is the harm? We are ready to even die for that. So this is the history of India. This is the spirit of India. This is what each one of us in India have to feel. But where has all that feeling gone? Why is it we have all become so desensitized to the plight of mother cow today? There are thousands and thousands of calves, baby calves and cows being slaughtered, and we are not even batting an eyelid. Rather, we are more focused towards buying all those products which will actually support this whole inhuman thing to continue. So I would like to conclude this seminar by making you all feel that this is not the end. This is actually the beginning. Awareness is the first step that we can make towards change. any kind of change, if we want to bring in ourselves or to bring in the society, we ourselves have to bring about that awareness in our hearts, that love that we can feel for Mother Cow, this responsibility that we feel in our hearts to protect Mother Cow. Each one of us have to think that we can do something. Next slide. Next slide. Next slide. We may think, I am the only one. I am only one. But still, I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do something that I can do. You understand this? It's a very, very powerful statement and very, very inspiring statement by Edward Everett Hale. Each one of us may feel as of today that we cannot change this. We cannot stop the killing of cows. Like, I feel so helpless that we cannot go and take arms and stop people today, right? But I would like to introduce you to people who are doing that, and you will hear from them their side. But what can we do? What can I do? I can do something. I cannot do everything. But just because I cannot do everything, that doesn't mean that we should not do something. Right? So we all can do slight changes in our lifestyle. Instead of living a life like this, completely in ignorance. Let us awaken our inner thought, our inner feelings for Mother Cow. And do something practically. Not just worship her by glorifying her with shlokas and scriptural glorifications. Let us genuinely worship Mother Cow by doing something practical which each one of us can do. Just like how in the drama they clearly showed that there is demand for so many products in the market which is promoting cow slaughter. So why will they not do it, right? Why not break this chain? Why not break this chain and try to start using those products which will save Mother Cow? There are poor villagers who are selling their cows just because they cannot afford to maintain it. Why not all come together and create a market which will make these, which will empower these farmers to protect their cows? Turn towards those products. Research, find out those products that will save Mother Cow, which will increase the value of Mother Cow. Starting with our tooth powder, simple, the first thing that we do in the morning when we wake up. Believe me, the last 2 years that I am using, I feel as if that's what has inspired me or opened my inner eyes or opened my eyes to realize what injustice is happening in this world. What injustice is happening in this pure land of India. And each one of us has the power and each one of us has that capacity to change this. So I beg all of you to come together. Come together and become united and form a group which will actually work towards creating this awareness. Isn't that the least we can do? Create awareness about it. Get inspired ourselves. Try to find out how I can help and just come together to create awareness. So I want to invite, there is, together with Padma Nayak, she is a very wonderful person who's come up with this brilliant idea where we can come together and do something to help Mother Cow. And it's practical. It's not something which is sentimental. It is, has to be some practical steps we have to take to actually make the situation little better for mother cow. Are you all ready for that? Are you all really want from your heart to do something? Please say little loudly, then I'll feel encouraged. Are you all ready? So we can all make a big difference if we come together. So I would like her to come. She has a small presentation of 5 minutes which will make you understand there is a big connection between Mother Cow, Mother India and this Mother Nature, the environment. Everything is connected. We have to learn to see this connection. We have to understand, living in the city, somehow we are so desensitized, just running around in our local trains, running around in our, just bombarded by the advertisement industry, this media and this different things that is happening in Mumbai city. We are completely desensitized or blind to even see what kind of harm the environment, Mother Earth, Mother Cow, what injustice is happening. As devotees, we should not lead a life of ignorance. We need to empower ourselves by awakening to the situation and come together. So Padma Nayak, she is working as a consultant, managing consultant in a very big firm. And she has dedicated her life. She wants to dedicate her life, some part of her time, though she's very busy, has lot of in a very big post, and she's doing lot of her usual work, but this is something which she is doing voluntarily. So this is what we should be inspired by, and all of us can come together and do something. No, nobody can hear.
Hare Krishna. I just want to show this slide which will actually show you cow basically after slaughtering the cow, these are all the bones, blood, horn, skin, everything is used for all these products, which most of us are using. We are using the toothpaste, we are using some creams, and especially when we are pregnant, we take calcium tablets. That is again made from the cow bones. So, I mean, you will all be surprised to see these kind of things. This is one of the things what we are all, like many products that we are using, and it is, we are responsible, like Mataji said, we are responsible for the slaughter of the cow. I have been grown in a village. I have lived with cows. And like Mataji said, it is very, very true. Cow can sense any wrong thing which is going to happen in your life much before than what you will sense it. My grandfather had a cow which was called Lakshmi. Anything happens, she will start screaming. And my grandfather will say, aaj ghar mein kuch hone wala hai, kuch bura hone wala hai. So that is how the cow is, which, you know, the people who have lived with cow know really the value of cow. And just having one cow at home, you just need nothing. You have milk, you have cow dung, cow urine, everything. And in Himalaya, they say, in Himachal Pradesh, they take the pregnant lady for a delivery at the gosh, whatever the goshala, cow shed, and the baby is delivered traditionally in that, because cow dung and cow urine has such qualities that baby doesn't get infected with the any other bacterias or anything, and she lives there for 10 days. I mean, this is somebody from, a research person told me this is what cow is useful to us. And I'll just show you one more slide. So today I just want to request all of you, I just want to know how many of you from tomorrow going to stop using paste? How many of you? She has proved. How many of you? Just go today down, pick up the powder, tooth powder, which is there, which is really good, and start using it. It is really going to make a change. And you want to look beautiful? Don't worry. Just take a little cow milk, put turmeric, put it on your face. You put it for 1 month. I will tell you, you will have a good skin. It is for sure.
I was researching this topic lecture, and as soon as I came to know, I had one lipstick. I never put lipstick, but I had one lipstick and one compact, which I took it and put it in the dustbin happily. I threw it the Lakme, because I researched everything, which are the companies which are using also. So I just threw it in the dustbin happily.
Okay. Yeah, we have just, we would like to form a group of people who will come together, who has a compassion for cow. And it is just not cow, you have to help farmers also. And you have to keep going. That is how you're going to protect cow. The more you start using cow products, the more you start using organic products, you will start getting into the... Okay, so whoever is interested can give the names to me or Mataji. We will go further and we will tell you how we can go further in this protection campaign.
So thank you so much, Padma. Isn't it inspiring that she is doing this? She is going to start a very, very practical group which will actually be doing. She has a wonderful idea, which we cannot share now, but when we come together, please, I beg all of you, all those who want to learn more, can at least join this compassionate community so that we can actually learn so much more about what we can do. And I want to go ahead to the most exciting part of the program today. Somebody who inspired me when I heard this person speak about cow protection and cow, the illegal cow slaughter, I felt my blood boil. I felt actually my blood boil. I want to call upon the Assistant Commissioner of Police, Mr. Srinivas, who is with us today. He has come all the way from his, taking out time from his busy schedule, protecting the whole Mumbai city. He is the Assistant Commissioner of Police. You all know ACP is such a very powerful position. I would like to please give him a big hand. When he spoke, I can tell you that I felt so inspired. So today he is going to talk to us about the ground realities, what is actually happening in Mumbai city today. And he is going to share with us some photographs and the heroic things, that there are many people who are doing such amazing thing. I will say that I am just sitting and talking here, because this is the least I can do. And we are all just sitting and listening here. But there are many things that there are people who are doing, they are sacrificing their lives for this.
Okay. You sit. अरे ये तो नीचे जा रहा है. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक सीता देवी माता जी that she invited me over here in this wonderful temple. See friends, Lord Shri Krishna is the brand ambassador for the cows. His name is Govind, another name is Gopal, and I am just tiny soul who is trying to do some endeavor to save the cows and to give some talk to you. So please kindly pray for me that I should deliver my talk in such a way that you would get the correct message through it. So as girls are very, means the nature of girl is to be happy and blissful, but by her talk she has made you very serious. I can see your faces. But I will open my talk with one wonderful song, which you listen it carefully, and through that song only you could realize what is the pity situation for the today. So I would like to pray to Mataji that she start that song. Listen this song.
Govardhan dhari ki dulari gau ma, sadhu santo muniyo ki pyari gau ma, mamta ki mrudu fulwari gau ma, pariyavaran वाली गौ मां मानव पे सदा चाप मधुमेह ज्वर अस्थमा कैंसर जैसे रोगों का ये करे खात्मा गोमूत्र के जैसा एंटीबायोटिक नहीं है घी से ज्यादा कुछ स्वास्थ्यदायक नहीं है हृदय रोग में भी गुणकारी गौ मां संकट में आज है हमारी गौ मां हृदय रोग में भी गुणकारी गौ मां संकट में आज है हमारी गौ मां कातर निगाहें हमें देख रही है पहली हुई बाहें चारा पानी का प्रबंध करेंगे गोहत्या हम हर हाल बंद करेंगे हमें ही बचानी है हमारी गौ मां संकट में आज है हमारी गौ मां हमें ही बचानी है हमारी गौ मां संकट में आज है हमारी गौ मां कत्ल खाने में उसे जब लाया जाता है तीन चार दिन भूखा रखा जाता है जंजीरों से उल्टा लटकाया जाता है खौलता गरम पानी उस पे डाला जाता है चमड़े पर से बालों को हटाया जाता है जख्मी करके लहू फिर निकाला जाता है पता नहीं जिंदा काहे रखा जाता है जिंदा रहते चमड़ा फिर निकाला जाता है कितनी क्रूरता से मौत पाती गौ मां संकट में आज है हमारी गौ मां कितनी क्रूरता से मौत पाती गौ मां संकट में आज है हमारी गौ मां न केवल गोरक्षा का नारा दीजिए न केवल मुंह से ही जयकारा कीजिए बेसहारा प्राणी को सहारा दीजिए दूध जिसका पिया उसे चारा दीजिए अहिंसा का बुलंद सितारा कीजिए गोहत्या करने वाले को दंड दीजिए देखो कैसी रो रही बेचारी गौ मां संकट में आज है हमारी गौ मां देखो कैसी रो रही बेचारी गौ मां संकट में आज है हमारी गौ मां भारत की संस्कृति कृषि प्रधान है गोवंशी पहलों से खेत खलियान है पश्चिमी देशों ने किया जो बेजान है दया क्षमा शांति का वो स्वाभिमान है गोमाता की हत्या ऐसा कारस्थान है जख्मी किया जा रहा ये हिंदुस्तान है भारत के सपूतों पुकारे गौ मां संकट में आज है हमारी गौ मां भारत के सपूतों पुकारे गौ मां संकट में आज है सब भारत माता की ही संतान है, हमें क्या हमारे कर्तव्यों का ज्ञान है, क्या जान कर भी आज हम अनजान है, गो माता ही भारत माँ की पहचान है। बचाना है बचाओ गौ माँ, संकट में आज है हमारी गौ माँ, देश घर बचाना है बचाओ 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 गौ माँ, बचाओ गौ माँ, संकट में आज है हमारी गौ
My dear friends, through this song, you might have got the things very clear. Now, just I will start my speech. See, mostly the cow is the only mother in the animal which is to be loved for three basic reasons. First of all, I will tell the importance of cow within 2 to 3 minutes, and then I will speak about the today's need to save the cow. Cow is the only mother which produces gold in her body without eating gold. She has such a tremendous blood purification system below her horns, where with the help of sunlight she produces traces of the gold. For that reason, the cow milk is fed to the infants, which nourishes their brain tissues, as Mataji told you. Secondly, the cow dung which is utilized for purificatory purposes is given by the cows. You will be astonished to know that the calf which is born to the cow and it takes milk from cow, and the first excreta of that calf is the medicine for all types of cancers, which is very much valuable. As you saw in that song, Gomutra is the best antibiotic today available. See, the excreta of any animal is not loved. You take any animal, including human being. See, we love each other, our father, mother, but we never love the excreta of our father or even baby child. But the excreta of the cow is loved, not only loved, but it is utilized to bathe the Lord himself. So, I would like to make a point over here. See, the excreta of the animal is used to bathe the Lord himself. Then how much important that mother or animal will be? Can you imagine? No one loves the excreta of our own child, But the cow's excreta, cow dung and cow urine is used to bathe the Lord. So it is needless to mention the importance of the cow. Now I will speak about the need of the cow's protection. See, society is galloping on the progress of science and technology. We think that we have progressed a lot, but it doesn't seem like that. Because in modern society, the things which are not helpful for our health are given to us through, as Mataji said, through the various advertisements. Do you know that lipstick that you are using contains the blood serum of the cow? McDonald's chips that you eat, they are dipped in the blood serum of the cow. And then they become very much tasteful. And the society eats all those chips very lovingly. Also, it is said that in that drama, they show that the cow was not giving milk and that's why she was not productive. But I would like to make an appeal that the cow dung and cow urine, on the both things, if they are utilized practically in a medicinal way, then on those things only she can survive and she will make others to survive. It is not that cow is unproductive. It is never. The milching cow gives the milk. It is the bonus. The milk products and milk, these are the bonus things. But the main thing that should be loved is the cow dung and cow urine. We are so unfortunate for today that what to speak of milk, we even don't get the cow urine to drink in the early morning. It is the best tonic available to the human body. See friends, I am not just speaking. I daily intake cow urine, gomutra, and I give it to my baby child also. Due to that, he has become such a powerful and healthy that you can't imagine. Also, the milk and that milk products that we eat, they are highly nutritious to the body. I told you the importance of cow. I told you the importance of the gomutra and the milk. Now, today, the irony is in such a way that we have forgotten the importance of the cow and we say that it's unproductive. And so many Hindu farmers, they sell the cows to the butchers and they cut the throat of the cow for just meat, then blood, then bone, then skin. Here, I would like to tell the economics. See, the cow is sold to the butchers just for the rupees 10,000, 10 to 15,000. And that butcher gets the money through it, maybe costing to the 20,000. The bones are sold for 1,000, skin is sold for the 1,000 rupees. And total estimate doesn't go more than 25,000. Here, but if the cow is nurtured and her cow dung is used and cow urine is used, then through that medicinal value, lakhs of rupees could be saved. We give that money to the doctor for other medicines, but if that cow urine and cow dung is used daily, then definitely the lakhs of rupees, our lakhs of rupees will be saved which are wasted to the doctors. Also, the cow slaughter is becoming very voracious nowadays. It is because of just two reasons. Some religions think that to slaughter a cow will bestow the 21 people to the heaven, and they are anti-Hindu. They don't respect Hindu religion, and they think that on the eve of Bakrid, if they slaughter the cow, then the 21 people will be delivered to the Lord. Christians eat cow meat as they don't think that the animals have soul, and in that ignorance they eat the cow meat. But here, few practical things I would like to tell you, that cow slaughter mainly is very at high level in Muslim populated pockets, in Malegaon, in Bhiwandi, and in Bombay, where there are Muslim thickly populated area, it is raging at its peak. But it is my observation that those who eat cow meat, they get so many badly diseases. Likewise, if you are a doctor, if you could go to Malegaon, you will find a variety of diseases the people they are getting over there. In also Bhiwandi, it's not far away from over here. If you could see the atmosphere and the waves that you get while passing that Bhiwandi, you could realize that something bad things they might be doing over here. That's why the vibrations which are arising from the heavenly planets are not received in that area, and we see that you feel uneasy, you feel discomfortable, you don't feel happy, blissful in such an area. These things are seen by myself while passing through Bhiwandi, while passing through Malegaon. See friends, why it is times need to save the cow? Because if you will not save the cow, then you don't have future. You might be astonished to know that whatever milk you get in the morning may not be the cow milk. Then you may think that it may be buffalo milk, but it may not be buffalo milk also. The milk that is produced by the cows is too less for the highly populated India. Our population has crossed 100 crores. The population of Indian cows was ample enough prior to British era, but it has reduced to its lowest in mid 18th. And there is a reciprocal relation between milk production and the available population over here. See, could you think that we are 120 crores now, and milk production is not enough to the just 40 crores? Then could you think that remaining 80 crores, from where the milk is given to them? It is not that milk is imported, milk powder is imported, through that also milk is produced. I would like to quote that Dronacharya's son was not knowing the taste of the milk rather than her mother's milk, and her mother used to give some rice powder in the water, and it was just white liquid, and she fed Ashwatthama with that white liquid. Today also many of you many of myself are becoming just Ashwatthamas. But Ashwatthama was quite lucky to intake the rice powder milk. We are not that much lucky also. Friends, do you know that milk is produced with the help of your shampoo and oil, edible oil, you know, palm oil. Just take 1/2 liter of milk, take 250 ml of palm oil and 100 ml of shampoo bottle. Just smash it in one pan, it will find one emulsion, and add 5 liters of water in that emulsion, you will get bucket of milk. It's true fact that many of you might have drunk such milk, because we see cow's wonderful photo on the packet, milk packet, but we don't know what is inside, whether it's cow milk or it's just the shampoo milk. Also, whatever real milk cow gives to us contains the oxytocin, because Kali Yuga has galloped so fastly that in Shastra itself it is said that as Kali Yuga will gallop, the cow will lose her milking capacity. It will be reduced. We are seeing those facts today, that milking capacity of the cow has reduced to a great extent. And so as to increase her milking capacity, our business wala gwalas give oxytocin injections prior to milking her. And cow is that blood which passes through the udder, through the breast of that cow. The whole oxytocin that is injected through injections in the cow's body is given out in the milk. She doesn't take poison inside her. She gives it back to you people only, because you don't love her. And your greedy mentality forces her to give you such oxytocinated milk. And science says that if oxytocinated milk is taken by the pregnant mother, then she may get breast cancer. If such milk is fed to the baby, then it may become sterile. Sterility is the major phenomenon that is increasing in today's life. It is because of just that oxytocinated milk. See, we are not getting pure milk. Whatever milk we get, it may be watered. If it is watered, it's all right. We can digest it easily. But if we will get oxytocinated milk, then we are getting diseased with such kind of milk that we drink. Friends, now I would like to appeal you. Have you thought of all those things that you are doing? You are drinking milk, you are using that lipstick, you are eating potato chips, you are using the purses which are made with the soft leather of that cow, calf. Also, one thing I would like to tell you, that when we go in the sweetmeat shop, we see that silver foil which is put on the sweetmeat just to make it attractive. Do you know how it is prepared? The calf of the cow which is inside the womb, means fetus. The fetus is taken out and its stomach is taken out, and in that stomach the silver foil is kept, and it's just rubbed like that in the machine, which gives very soft texture to that silver foil. And that silver foil becomes so soft and so thin, and which means if you take it in the hand, it will just form a layer on your hand. And that silver foil is spread on the sweetmeat, which we eat very deliciously. So it's our great misfortune that we are living in such a misguided situation, that sweetmeat owner may not be knowing all those things. He will not tell you also that you are eating such sweets, such a non-vegetarian sweets. He may not tell you. But here I am telling you that these are the real facts which are happening in the society. See friends, if you will not love the cow, then through these products, cow will not love you. And as our society is based on the milk and milk products, those products are the integral part of our diet. For time's need, I would like to appeal you that you just start loving the cow. How you could love cow? Now I am just switching to your role. What role you could play in such a pitiful situation? On that I am just switching. So here you just be very attentive to listen it. See friends, you could see cow while going here and there. Just feed her with the grass. The grass will be there. Pay 5 rupees, 10 rupees to that lady which sits over near the cow. Just feed. You see stray cattle moving here and there. Keep some prasad, keep some roti with you so that you could feed her. And it's great thing to know that whatever you will give her, she will return thousands of times more to you. It's for sure. Also, if you do have your land at your village, nurture some cows. As here two girls are sitting, their father Daru Krishna Prabhuji, he has taken more than 40 cows which were about to be slaughtered by the butchers, and with his own pocket money he is feeding them. Now you could speak with those girls how much those cows love him. He lives in the Bombay. His cows are in the bid, but whenever he goes from here to those cows, rushingly they come to him, and they just, you know, lick his whole body. They just start licking. Now could you imagine how much blessings he might be getting? See, world or our life is in such a danger. We must need blessings. And the cow blessings are the ultimate one. Lord Krishna has himself said, Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayacha. Prior to Brahmanas, he has given priority to the cows. And if you will love the cows, definitely they are giving blessings to you. It is studied that where the cows are nurtured, cows are reared, the area is flourished at its peak. That may be Goshala, may be another agricultural project, may be farm shed, but where the cows are loved, you are loved by the society. It is proven fact for myself that I am working in such a hazardous situation that so many temptations come, so many bad things come in police life. But if I go in the goshala and I just pat the cow, I just pat the cow, my whole pressure is taken by that cow. It is seen by me in my life personally. I would like to tell one story in this regard also. There is one Muslim man who has, you know, nurtured the cows out of love, taking the agony of his own countrymen, Muslim religion people. He has nurtured the cows. He saves the cows from the butchers and he nurtures them. And his grandson was just delivered. And he was having very high fever and pneumonia. And his one lung was completely finished. And he was kept in that glass chamber. Doctors said that within a fraction of hours, he may go. He may die. And he was in that hospital. Here in his farm shed, one cow was about to deliver her baby. And he was such a cow lover that even through that hospital, he was taking the news from the farm shed that what has happened, whether the time has come or not. And simultaneously, he was in the pressure of his grandson, which is on the death bed. And there, they said that cow is in a very nice position. She is about to deliver. She delivered her calf. She is very fine. She has delivered one baby calf, she calf, which is loved by all. And here he was in agony that his grandson is about to die. But here, after hour, he gets news that that cow, which has delivered a baby, leaves her body. And that grandson, which was in the glass chamber, he survives. Doctor was astonished and he said that it is the greatest miracle that I have seen in my life. Means here, for that Siddiqui's grandson, that cow gave her own life. Could you imagine this? This is the cow. This is the mother cow. Here, I would like to tell you once again that please try to love cow. We love our father, we love our mother, but cow is one of the mother which needs our great attention and care. If we will not love cow, then we are desperate. We are desperate to get our misfortune. We make so many heroes in our life. Many Khans, maybe our heroes, which cut the cow on the eve of Bakrid. But here is one such a wonderful hero that you are seeing in front of you, that this boy, just 22 years old, he has no father, just mother, two sisters and single brother, living in Delhi, has come to Maharashtra just to save the cows. since last 2 years, he is working on the cow protection, and to the great astonishing knowledge, I would like to tell you that he personally has saved more than 5,000 cows and bulls in his personal raids. The situation he goes through is deadly one, dangerous one. The butchers just runs behind him to take his life. But through day and night, he just rushes to save the cows and to save the bulls. Such boys are needed for this society. So you make him hero of your life. You support his life. You just pray to the Lord that just protect him. Just protect such a wonderful boys, which we are not getting. So his good name is Chetan. I have introduced Mr. Chetan in the Chetana festival. So here he shouldn't be made a Chetan. I would like to say you that you take it very seriously, and at least for our own sake, try to love the cows and try to love the cow babies. Use cow products. Never go in such a restaurants. The beef is served over there. Don't go in McDonald's. Never go in the McDonald's. And through these small things, you could love the cows, you could nurture the cows, and through go protection abhiyan, you could do your little one. Mataji showed you last slide that you can't do everything, but you can do something. Through so far from Wada, I have come over here just to get your something. So I would like to tell you that please do something for the cow protection, and that something will give you such a wonderful blessings, and your life will be bestowed. So it's just 5 less to 8. So I would like to thank all of you, that all of you girls listened very cautiously, compassionately my talk, and gave great claps for me. So I would like to thank you, but never forget that I came here just to arise your love towards the cows. Thank you very much. Girls, if you do have some quiz, you could ask. Yeah. But it is known to devotees, that's why I curtailed in my speech. But if you want to know, I could tell you. Okay, thank you very much. It's a very fantastic story. It happened in 1857 appraisal, that so much chaos was going on. The Britishers were fought, where our people were fighting with the Britishers so as to get freedom. But the so many culprits were trying to take this opportunity to do lootmar. And there was one Muslim thieves. They were just, you know, dacoiting the people, and they dacoited so much that they got much wealth within 3-4 days, and they were completely hungry. And once upon a time, when they visited one village, they thought that now we should eat, and they kept their morcha outside of the village. Those thieves, those dacoits, they found one cow, and they thought that its meat would be the nice food to eat. Then they just takes that cow, and that leader sees in the eyes of that cow, and she looks very blessingly, very innocently in the eyes of that Muslim leader. Then he remembers his own child and his own wife, and then he tells other dacoits that, you know, what are you doing over here? Just go out and bring some namak, then chutney, then some woods to just have fire to cook the meat of that cow. And when those fellows goes away from that area, he just opens her, means he unties her, that cow. And when he unties that cow, she very lovingly looks in the eyes of that Muslim dacoit leader, and she says through her sight that, you have given me life. In future, if anything will happen to you, I will be there to protect you. That message she gives through her eyesight to that Muslim dacoit leader. Later on, British government catches all those dacoits, gives them sentence to death. The whole dacoit party is sentenced to death, and the number, that last number, was of that Muslim leader dacoit. Then he was about to be hanged, while prior to hanging, the weight of that person is counted, and then that weight is put, or that statue is put in the rope, and it is hanged first. Whether that rope takes the weight of that person, it is tested, and then only the person is hanged. Similar procedure is followed for this dacoit leader. Then the rope is prepared, his last will is asked to him, and then he's taken to just hanging rope. There is just one slit. On that slit there is one bar, or one, and on that bar he is told to stand, and the rod is pulled, and he just goes down inside the well. But when he goes down, he observes that there are two nails on which he is just, you know, hanging like a ghost. He just hangs on that. You just imagine that there is a well, he is hanged, and he is just in the air and not going down, and he is not getting hanged in that rope. So 15-20 minutes passes, then those poor fellows, they take him out, And they ask, the jail person asks him that what happened. Then he explains them that I don't know, but something arised below my foot, and it was not that I was going down in that well. Then they take him to the judge. Then judge gets some astonishment that what is it. Then he again tells them that try again. Then again they bring him towards that well, follow the same procedure, but again similar things happen. Then again they take him to the judge, and again he says in his last judgment that if this man will not be hanged by some miracle, he will never be hanged and he will be released. It will be the just last third attempt. And in that third attempt also, the horn-like things comes below his foot and he doesn't get hanging rope tied in his neck, and he again gets protected. Meticulously, when he comes out of that jail, he sees the same cow that he has protected after his dacoity. And again, that same cow looks towards that dacoit in a very blissful way. Means she just says him that you saved my life. Anyhow, I have saved your life. So it is not that I am telling some myth, mythology. It is the fact, and this story is published in the British Gazette of 1859 or 1860 something. If you would like to see, there is one press in Charney Road. You could get that gazette. So, thank you very much. If there are some quiz, you could ask.
Anybody has any question?
5 minutes. 2 minutes.
So again,
I would like to thank, because girls' nature is not to sit comfortably. They are always moving here and there. But very patiently, you listen me. So I am very much thankful and grateful to all of you. Just pray to us that the enthusiasm that we have will double, triple in many folds, and we will be able to save our mother cow in many folds. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. ACP Srinivasji and Chetanji, for coming and sharing your experiences with us. And tell me how all of you like this program. This is a little different kind of Chetna. Today somehow, because we have got over time, we will not be able to do the Kirtan. But I think this is, already we had a wonderful Kirtan of the glories of Mother Cow. And it was like as if we are already purified by hearing about cows. Do you feel that? I feel that myself in my heart. So I thank all of you, whoever has come. I feel the most sincere crowd has come today, and I'm sure that we all can come together and do something special in our own way. I'm passing a paper. All of you who are really interested, please give your name and phone number and email ID so that we can meet each other and learn more and do something more, where we can invite such great souls like them and get enthused and inspired to do something further. So I would like all of you to take a take a promise in your heart today that we plan, that you plan to make some change, a small change in your own life towards supporting Mother Cow and protecting Mother Cow. In whatever way you can, in a small way or in a big way, whatever you can do. So I would like to announce the next Chetna now. The next Chetna, please remember, is going to be a very special one. We are hoping to get His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj for the lecture. So it's not yet confirmed, we are trying. But please note the date. The date is 11th of January 2014. In the coming new year, we can begin the new year by the blessings of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. So let us all pray that we can get his association, the next Chetna. And the topic is very, very wonderful. The Ferris Wheel of Time. This is what is going to be the next Chetna topic. And I want each one of you to definitely come and bring 10 more friends of yours so that this program can be a great success. And remember the date, 11th of January. And this month is a very special month. This is a month where Srila Prabhupada's blessings is available to each one of us. Whoever takes the little effort to go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is available at a very reasonable cost. And the books are available today at the godown, so you can pick up books and take from here and distribute and try your best in this month to get as much blessings of Srila Prabhupada. So we are very sorry that the program got little extended. I want all of you to write your names in this paper. We'll be standing at the door. And please, y'all can go ahead for prasad now. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Just one minute, sorry. I would like all the new girls to stand at their place. Whoever has come here for the very first time, thank you very much for removing your valuable time. Yeah, excellent. Thank you very much for removing your valuable time. We pray to the Lord that this is the start of your Krishna conscious life. You were given a form when you entered. So I request all of you, bhakti standing behind near the door. So please give your form and collect a small gift from all of from us. Thank you very much.
Please sit down. We would like to honor ACP Mr. Srinivas and his wonderful friend, who has given so much of their life for saving Mother Cow. This is a token of our appreciation. Mr. Srinivas, please. First you take the net. Please. Mr. Chetan, this is a small token of our appreciation for all the wonderful work that you're doing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We are running late, so I request all of you to rush down for the prasad. But do write your names and collect the next Chetna passes from the door by Minal. Thank you.